Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. My, oh my, today we have some very, very exciting news to share with you from around the world. The first one, dictator of the New World Order alive and waiting in the wings. And the New World Order about to arrive. Absolutely, and we will prove that to you today. Did you know that Walter Cronkite talked about the coming New World Order also? So many people have, along with Jack Van Impe. Why do you think the final sign is that one, Jack?
I tell you, this is a tremendous book. I believe that the European Union is the final world government and the dictator is alive and waiting in the wings to take control. Why? Revelation 17:10. It says there seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and one is yet to come. The five fallen, Assyria, Egypt, and then, of course, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, the one that was at that time, and the one that is still to come. The revived Roman Empire. I got hundreds of books on this subject I've studied over the years. And the European Union is the revived Roman Empire. It began in 1948 with Benelux, and by 56, when six countries had joined, it was ratified by the Treaty of Rome. Why? It's the Roman Empire coming back to life in our day. And as you know, there are now 27 nations, as I've said in the program, and they've all given their consent to this one who will become the leader of the final government. All 247 nations are in it. They divided it into a 10-division world empire. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. But wait, the leader can't come to power until we Christians have been evacuated, have been raptured. Come up hither, Revelation 4:1. Where do you find that we're going to be gone when he comes? Study 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 to 8. It describes his coming and the removal of the Lord's people by the Holy Spirit. And it says, and then shall that world dictator appear. So we know it's for our time and our day.
Well, I just want to say this is a sign. Jack's been talking about it, of the coming of the Lord. Earthquakes, increase in earthquakes. Is that correct, Jack?
Is this what Jesus said would happen? Yes. He said there will be earthquakes in diverse places, diversified places, simultaneously, along with the seven major signs. And none of the earthquakes meant anything until the seven were here. And when? 48 till now. This is the hour when Jesus may come at any moment as he breaks through the blue. Jesus said it again in Mark 13, verse 8, and Luke 21, verse 11. Now, in the book of Revelation, the apocalypse, as far as the Catholic Bible is concerned, it mentions earthquakes during the seven-year period of tribulation of Revelation chapter 6 to 18. Some of the most horrendous earthquakes in history just in that period of 7 years. Where do you find it? Revelation 6, 12. I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Carl Sagan, now deceased, as an astronomer said, there could come a day when an asteroid hits the Earth and the earthquake will be so humongous that it will blot out the rays of the sun and moon for almost 4 months. Do you know this Bible speaks about that darkness in Joel 2:31 and Acts chapter 2, verse 20? And Jesus said in Matthew 24:29, immediately after the tribulation of those days toward the end of the seven-year period, shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. Now, we can go on there. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 5, in chapter 11, verse 13 and 19, and then in chapter 16, verse 18, the greatest earthquake in the history of the world. Listen to this. There was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the face of the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great. You say, is that going to be the one that's in Yellowstone? Is that going to be what they're predicting could happen as the big one in Los Angeles? No. Why? Because Revelation 16:16, get the context, is the Battle of Armageddon. Two verses later, the greatest earthquake in history. Why? Because Armageddon is everyone trying to kill one another, and Christ comes back as the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9, verse 6, to stop Armageddon and to put a stop to all this war and killing. And that's Revelation 11, 18. And then he sets up his peaceful kingdom for 1,000 years. And that, of course, is Isaiah 2, verse 4, and Micah 4, verse 3. But earthquakes will be the rage of the hour right till the moment Jesus comes.
Whoa. You know, Jack, right in the middle of all that, though, I love this. The Lord said, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in the Lord. Do all you can to help people. Don't let that keep you from helping people, from sending food, from doing all that you can, donating to the Red Cross and all the rest. But don't let your heart be troubled. And going on, the McAvaney Intelligence Advisor, out of control, the countdown to financial Armageddon. Now, friends, there are two things in those articles that we really want to address. The first one is the Lisbon Treaty, that wonderful article by John E. Cobb, and he's an Australian prophetical scholar, as I said. He addressed it very, very well. How does it connect with the New World Order? Jack's been talking about it. It's on the horizon. Jack, how does it? It does connect, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm excited, Rexella, because they've been trying to get this thing through for the last 2 years, but there were three holdouts as nations who wouldn't sign the document. And that, of course, was Ireland, Poland, and the Czech Republic. And now they've signed it, and all 27 nations in the EU have given up their sovereignty, their own rights to vote. They vote as one now, and that's exactly what this book teaches. When this world dictator comes to power out of the Seventh World Empire, Revelation 17:10, and that's the old Roman Empire, and now it's the revived Roman Empire. And in verse 13 of that 17th chapter, it says, they all gave their strength and power unto the world dictator. It has begun. And you know what excites me about all of this is that they have divided the 27 nations already on a map into 10 geographical areas. But they say when it grows to 247 nations, we will have a 10-division world empire, all 247 countries divided into 10. And of course, that's Daniel chapter 7, verses 7, 8, 20, 24, Revelation 12, 3, Revelation 13, 1, and Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, 12, and 16.
I just want to say something that really, really surprised me. The G20, the European Union, represent about 90% of the world's gross national product. Did you know that? I didn't know that. 80% of the world's trade. 80%. No wonder they call them the movers and the shakers. Now, where will this G20 lead us as far as a one world monetary system?
Rexella, I can't believe what's happening. They've just changed it to the G20. It is something new to control the finances of the world, and it's going to become an economic wreck for all the world. You see, even now, the United Nations plus China, Russia, say, let's get rid of the American dollar as the standard. And it's so weakened now, it's pitiful. Even the euro of the European Union is 30% ahead of us. But even that's not what they want. They want to eventually get rid of all money so we can go to the new system. And that is putting a microchip under the skin of human beings, which the Bilderbergs, one of the organizations promoting the New World Order, a year ago in Chancellor, Virginia, proposed to do. And that's microchipping all the people of the world. And of course, that's Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. He calls it all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of the beast. Let him that wisdom count this number, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 600, 66. 600 we know, a score is 20, 60 is 60, so it's 666, that infamous number often used by rock and roll groups. It's here. You can also find it in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, 15, 2, 16, 2, 19, 20, and 20, verse 4. And I tell you, folks, it says only one thing. Get ready to meet the Lord, for this world order is in effect after the rapture. And so we have to go home soon.
Oh, how our country needs our prayers, how our country needs our help. Certainly, Jack, the headlines here express pretty much all of it. Where do you think the United States is going?
Oh, Rexella, my Bible tells me that the prophets spoke out against the rulers of their day, and God's called me to speak out and stand on the word of God. Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and sins. The Bible says these six things that God hates: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness who speaks lies, and he that sows discord. And that's why 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God help you to fall on your face and ask the Lord to forgive you. Oh, Excella, my heart's moved.
You wish you could start over. You can. If you will listen to Jack right now, he'll tell you how to begin a new life. Open your heart to the Lord and you'll be ready when he comes, forgiven of anything in your life, pride, all the rest. Jack, show us how to be ready.
I don't care if you're a president, a senator, a congressman, a governor, a mayor, or hold any office. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a high-class sinner or you've hit bottom. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will cleanse from all sin, 1 John 1:7. But you have to pray a prayer from your heart and mean it. Say it after me. Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, the only Savior, thank you for dying on the cross. Oh, that precious holy blood I see running down the tree on which you were nailed to wash me, cleanse me, save me. Lord Jesus, I trust in you today as my only hope. Cleanse me and save me forever. I pray it in your beautiful holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you can begin a new life in the Lord. He came into your life and he forgave you of anything that you don't want there. Well, let me say, if you'll write to me, and there's my address, I'll send you this little book on absolutely free first steps in a new direction. I just want to say that in a day and hour in which we're living, we need to be have a clear line to the Lord, don't we? This is a good saying. If you can't hear God speaking, check the volume control of your conscience.
Amen.
We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, and so do we so very, very much. God bless you until next week. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added. Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,